The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Hey ladies, and you are now tuned in to She Knows Podcast, hosted by Miss Brownstone. If you are new, hit that subscribe button. Welcome to the family. And if you are old, welcome back, bitch. Tonight we're about to get into some juicy topics.
Hey ladies, so today's episode is entitled Pressure versus Thirst. And before we get into some things, I want my homeboy to come on here and explain the difference between pressure versus thirst, because this episode was actually inspired by him. So ladies, give him a round of applause. We didn't have a fuckboy make an episode, but we had a real dude make an episode today, and I love it. So let's get into some things.
There's a big difference between pressure and thirst. You feel what I'm saying? Pressure is somebody validating you. But at the end of the day, he letting you know he's there. It's like security, you feel what I'm saying? It's like stability, you feel what I'm saying? In all aspects. Yeah, it's actually pretty good. I just did all that. It's a lump sum of validation, you feel me? Instead of him getting you some flowers, you know what I mean? He might fill the gas tank up, have the dishes clean, flowers. And you might get like a dinner, you feel me? Pressure though, you know what I'm saying? Or he just listening to your thoughts or to your concerns and getting you what you need at the time, and even maybe some of your wants. Thirst, completely different thing. Thirst is thirst, my nigga. Like females be wanting somebody to do the most when it comes to like in the forms of pressure. It's not pressure, it's thirst. You're looking for thirst. You're looking for somebody to dick ride you. It's thirst, not pressure. Thirst is every day in the DMs. Thirst is doing the most, you feel what I'm saying? People look at it like thirst is consistency. Yeah, it's consistency for craziness, you feel me? So if you want a toxic ass relationship, yeah, you give it that thirsty nigga. Because respectfully, I bring pressure, not thirst. But it's a line, you feel me? And you don't want a thirsty nigga. You want pressure.
Did you hear what that man said, sis? He said, you don't want to...
With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, motion sounds something like this. Kizik helps you experience the magic of motion. With over 200 patents and easy on, easy off technology, you'll never have to touch your shoes again. There are hundreds of styles and colors, plus a squish like nothing you've ever felt. For a limited time, get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
Thirsty nigga, you want pressure. OMG. So, I thought that was cute, all right? And it was cute to hear a guy sit there and break down his own, you know, version of things and talk about what he think is like the norm in a relationship, like what you should be getting on the motherfucking regular. So, to hear that, I thought that was just awesome sauce. But let me explain it a little bit more. Let's go into depth a little bit more on the difference between pressure and thirst. All right. Now, I was talking to Mama Mo about this, and she was like, well, I don't think pressure is a good thing, because when I hear pressure, I automatically think of, you know, a guy forcing you into something. Right. And I get where she's coming from with that part of it, like, because she old school, you know what I'm saying? So pressure automatically does mean that, like, it means like forcing something, you know, grinding gears and shit like that. Like, that's what it means. However, this is new school Mama Mo, okay? So new school terms, you guys, pressure is a good thing. Pressure is somebody like letting you know, like, sis, listen, well, he ain't gonna call you sis because he's trying to get at you, but he just letting you know, like, look, boo, I'm here, like, I want you, like, I'm showing up and I'm showing out. That's pressure, you feel me? That's pressure. Ooh, somebody tap your neighbor and say pressure. All right, so that's pressure. Pressure is basically him showing up and showing out, a guy trying to impress you. You know what I'm saying? That's the new lingo that we use, okay, for any of my old heads. I don't want to say old heads because y'all ain't old, but like my older women that's listening to this podcast, which I doubt. But if you are, you know what I'm saying? Welcome to the family. We are family. I got all my sisters with me. Okay, so if you are, welcome to the family, okay? But yeah, in our terms, that's what pressure is. Pressure is somebody showing up and showing out. Pressure is somebody putting their best foot forward. Pressure is a guy trying to impress you. Pressure is a guy, every chance he get when he's off, he like, look, let me go get shorty and I need to go take her out to eat. I need to go wind and dine her. Oh, she said she want to go to a poetry slam. Let me take her to a poetry slam. Oh, she says she never been to a wine tasting event, but she always wants to go to a wine tasting event. Let me take her wine tasting. You get what I'm saying? She said she want to get a back massage or whatever case be. Let me put up that money to do that. You get what I'm saying? Wine and dining. Oh, she said that she need help with this bill. Let me put that money up and show her I'm the man. You get what I'm saying? I'm the man. All right? That's pressure. All right? And then you can still get pressure in a relationship. And that's what he was talking about when he said it's just him showing you security. You know what I'm saying? When me and D was together, yeah, I know I talk about D a lot, right? When me and D was together, he always applied motherfucking pressure. I think that's why I stayed so long, besides him rocking out with his cock out. Well, him rocking out with his cock out wasn't the reason why I stayed, y'all, okay? That did not sound right. But I'm saying, besides him rocking out with his cock out, he always applied pressure. And that's why I love that nigga, okay? Well, I loved that nigga, okay? Past tense, bitch. New me, new year. Who this? Bye. All right? So that's why I had mad love for him, because he always was applying pressure. Like, he would come to my job. You know what I'm saying, y'all? Y'all know I'm drinking, okay? I'm drinking sweet bitch Moscato Rose. Go get y'all some. It's in a pink bottle. It is so motherfucking cute, okay? Just let y'all know, if y'all hear me do that, that's because I'm drinking, okay? My new mic shouldn't be picking up them noises, but if it does, it is okay. Y'all know I'm a wino. So, back to the story. D was always applying pressure. He will come to my job. Like, he's off. He would come to my job and be like, yo, babe, let me get the house key. And I live by myself. And he lived, you know, with his mama, whatever case it be. But he'd be like, let me get the house key. And I never thought, okay, he about to kill me. He about to, you know, rob me or some shit. Because he just wasn't fun of that bullshit. That wasn't him. But he would get the house key. And when I would come home, like, I would drive home from work. And I was getting off 3:00 in the morning, y'all. All right. And he got off, like, the time I was coming in, he was getting off. So he would, when he was getting off, our jobs next to each other. So when he was getting off at 4, he would pull up to my job. And that's time I was coming into work. And he'd be like, let me get the house key. So when I'm getting home from work, and this particular time, the first time he did it, I came home early because I'm just like, all right, I don't think you're going to ride my nigga, but I'm trying to see what you're doing. So I came home early, and hunty, you ain't going to believe what I walked in on, bitch. I walked in on my nigga at the time, okay? He was cooking some salmon, and he was, I love salmon, I'm sorry, y'all know that. That's the key. Food is the key to my heart. I might be half man or something because food is the key to my heart. You know how they say a way to a man's heart is through his stomach? Well, the way to Miss Brownstone's heart is through her motherfucking stomach and through your pockets, baby. Okay, cha-ching, ching, a dollar, make me holla, honey, boo-boo, child. But, yeah, so he was in here cooking some salmon and some damn asparagus, bitch, and some motherfucking rice. And I was like, oh. And it was so cute. And he had my favorite wine already out at the time, the wine that Nicki Minaj was drinking, like when she first made her little wine thing. That's my shit, all right? It don't give me no buzz no more, but it was my favorite wine. He had my favorite wine out, you know, he had the nice reggae playing for me, okay? And I just thought it was so sweet, all right? I am in love with Ja Cure. That's my boo. And I listen to a lot of, what the hell is his name? Darnell Jones, okay? So he played Darnell Jones and Ja Cure for me, and it was just like, it was so sweet, the fact that I came home to him cooking me a meal, you know what I'm saying? That's applying motherfucking pressure, because we were in a relationship, but he was showing me that security, you get what I'm saying? And I just thought it was so, so sweet, all right? And he rented out a movie, and we watched movies together, and it was just, it was cute. It was cute. So, ladies, for those that's in a relationship, that's what in a relationship applying pressure look like. It looks like security, like my homeboy said, all right? And for those that are single, what applying pressure is him taking you out. It's him putting his best foot forward. It's him wanting to dine you. It's him always being there when you need him, popping up and showing the fuck out. Even if he ain't got no motherfucking money today, sis. Like, he told you already, I don't get paid the Friday. And y'all know, I don't do broke niggas, okay?
I know that's right.
But we ain't always going to have it all the time. And we don't always need to go out all the time. So I feel like a guy applying pressure in the dating phase is if he always take you out, but this particular time he kind of running low on his money because he been whining and dining you and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And he pull up and be like, look, I just want to see your face. That's applying pressure. Because nowadays niggas be texting you like, what's up? Like, no nigga, like, pull up. The fuck? Like, I like a nigga that be like, when I be like, when can I see you? And he be like, now. Like, now. What are you talking about? You can see me now. Like, that's applying pressure. That's applying pressure, okay? So that's what applying pressure is. And I love the example that my homeboy put. My homeboy did as well, okay? Manny, my homeboy put as well. He damn sure did that. Blocker, homie. If you listen to you, did that damn thing. Blocker. And if you don't know what blocker is, that means you are just now listening to She Knows podcast, y'all. He has not heard She Knows podcast. So being as though he is on it, I'm pretty sure he's going to listen to it now. So give him a well welcome. I'm going to drop his Instagram name. In the description so y'all can follow him and slide in his DMs and just be like, thank you for being on She Knows podcast, okay? Because he hit me up, we was talking. Well, I hit him up and I told him I wanted him to do, you know, a little clip on it, whatever. And as we was talking, he was like, yo, you get a lot of feedback. Like, is the podcast really popping? Y'all need to slide his DMs and tell him this shit popping, blocker. Like, tell him don't play with me. I'm a big dog. Fuck you talk about. Anyways, back to the podcast. So that's what pressure is, okay? And now, here's what thirst is, because he didn't really go in depth in explaining the difference. I mean, he explained the difference, but he didn't really go in depth on what thirst is, okay? He just said, no, you want a crazy nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he didn't really explain it. So I'm going to explain it for you. Thirst is, thirst is a guy fiending for you. It is a guy always under all your damn posts in your inbox 24/7, just you know, sweating you. Like, that's what thirst is. Like, he's being annoying now. Thirst is a guy that pops up at your job, pops up at your house. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, be doing the most. Like, you got to get a restraining order. That's thirst. You get what I'm saying? Thirst is a guy that's just, like, lusting over you. Like, just, you know, like, and controlling and possessive. Like, that's thirst. Like, when he said that's a crazy nigga, that's what we mean by thirst. We don't want a man to be fiending over us like that, because then it becomes toxic. Be like, he's obsessed. Why are you so obsessed with me? Knowing that you know, lying that you're sexing me. That's when who made that song? Mariah Carey, when she made that song, she was talking about a thirsty nigga, okay? She wasn't talking about pressure, baby. She was talking about a thirsty nigga, okay? So that's what thirst is, all right? Like, if you, y'all all know somebody y'all had to put a restraining order on. Y'all know that ex that be outside that house drunk. Come out. Why you do me like that? Fuck you, bitch. I never loving again. Like, that type of nigga, that's thirst right there. We don't want that. We don't want it. Somebody tap your neighbor and say, neighbor, man, I want it. Say, I don't want it, okay? I don't want it, all right? That's what you need to tap your neighbor and say, okay? So that's the difference between pressure and thirst. And this episode will not be long, okay? I'm just, like, touching the surface for y'all, right? So the question is, what do you want, ladies? Do you want thirst or do you want pressure, all right? And when you talk to a guy and you let him know, like, my best friend be like, you need to apply pressure. You need to apply pressure. That's her favorite fucking quote, yo, when she talking to a nigga. Like, you need to apply pressure. Apply pressure. Apply pressure. 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 Blocker. Blocker. Okay? But when she be saying that to guys, I don't think they be understanding what she mean. And then she explain it. So when she telling a guy to apply pressure, it's like, don't always be asking me to go over your house. Don't always be talking about Netflix and chill. Nigga, wine and dine me. Take me out. Show me you want me. Call me. Text me. What's up? Like, not sweat me, okay? But show you interested. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then there's levels to sweating somebody. Like, I want a nigga to sweat me as it show me interested. But I don't want a guy to be, like, breathing out my neck on some thirsty shit, okay? And, nah. I don't need a dick rider. I got enough of those. I got enough haters that's dick riders. I don't need a person to do that for me. I'm sorry. So my phone is going off, y'all. That's the difference between pressure and thirst. So ladies, what exactly do you want? You don't want a thirsty nigga, because then they have the tendency to be crazy. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to file a restraining order. because I don't want to fuck up nobody's life like that. Like, when you get a restraining order against you, it's some things you just can't do as for job-wise. And I feel like everybody needs to brighten their horizons or whatever, broaden their horizons or whatever. I don't want to stop nobody's bag. But if I got to put a restraining order out on you, I will, okay? But so I don't want to threaten it because I don't want to have to go to – I don't fuck with the cops. I don't want to go to the office, all right? I only fuck with the cops and they pull me when I'm trying to talk my ass out of a ticket. But as for me going in there and reporting your ass, I don't want to do that. So, therefore, I don't want a thirsty nigga. I want a nigga that apply pressure. Okay? I want to do that apply pressure. Even in a relationship, I want to do that apply pressure. Okay? I want you to take me shopping. I want you to want to dine me. I want you to tell me how you always there for me. You always going to be there. Da, da, da. And then fuck all the talking, baby. I want you to walk it like you're talking. I want you to back it up. All right. And that's applying pressure. All right. So, ladies, today we always talking about, well, we always smart. Today we going to be talking about applying pressure. And I need you to tap your motherfucking neighbor and say, neighbor, tell them apply pressure. All right. So, as always, ladies, keep it classy, and I look forward to hearing from you next time, and make sure you tell that nigga to do what? Apply pressure. Mwah.